You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is 2024. January 2nd, to be exact. Welcome to the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Talk about NXT, New Year's Evil. We had an appearance by a former NXT champion. Oh, they were trolling us with that one.
The false advertisement was real. Oh, you're echoing. Yeah. Sorry.
Different main event than the one we were promised, but a former NXT champion. God, I thought it would be Andrade.
They were not lying. No, they can't do that. Andrade has to debut at the Rumble.
Yeah, I thought it'd be exciting. But anyhow, so a little bait and switch on the main event tonight. Ton of women's matches and segments tonight.
I kept calling tonight Trick Williams Coronation Day.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah, would it be nice if it actually happened, Glenn?
Yeah.
I want my money back.
For a free show that aired on network TV. Yes. Commercial free for the first half hour.
I want a refund.
It's happening. JC Jane's taking over Chase U finally.
Yep.
Yeah. A lot of good stuff tonight. Nikita Lyons confronted Blair Davenport backstage.
I love that. I love that segment actually.
Yeah. This was fun.
It was. I mean, except for the false advertisement.
Yes.
And the NXT champion. Like, we could have done KO without the tweet. Why did they have to be so extra about it?
Yeah, no, gotta keep Grayson looking strong. Can't have him lose clean. But a lot tonight. This was an action-packed episode, but it's a new year, it's 2024. Issa, are you still basking in the afterglow of The Rock returning to Monday Night Raw last night?
You know, I can't wait for the Tribal Chief to smash him.
Okay.
It's gonna be a beautiful day. If you guys thought I was annoying when he beat Cody, you're not ready.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. What do you mean we'll see? That's what's gonna happen at night two of WrestleMania.
I hope it happens. I mean, it would be weird for them to tease it and then not have it happen.
Yeah, but did you see that everybody thinks it's gonna happen at Elimination Chamber?
Yeah, like, what's up with that?
Imagine putting The Rock's first match back in decades, the biggest star, not in wrestling, in the world, and putting him in a pay-per-view that starts at like 5 a.m. Come on.
I mean, Anyways. Yeah, it's crazy. But no, everyone's a buzzing today about The Rock showing up last night. Jinder Mahal, of course, returned to Monday Night Raw last night.
It was such a terrible setup. The whole really thing. Bad. If it would have not had the head of the table line, that would have been a flop of a segment. Like, that's what made it, if I'm being honest with you.
No, it's true. The segment absolutely sucked. I was like, is The Rock going to announce he's running for president? Like, this is super
weird.
Yeah,
like, what were... I said the same thing. Glenn. Yeah. I was like, what are we doing? Like, what is this? Is this some kind of, like, promotional campaign? Like, the whole America thing? Like, it was just so 1980s.
Yeah. I mean, I was, for one, shocked that The Rock loves America that much.
Why would you be shocked? He's going to run for president eventually.
I mean, because it was so dumb.
I was waiting for him to pull out a credit card and try to sell it to us.
It was so dumb. Before he said, and when he said, I'm going out to get something to eat after, I was like, where is this going? But then when he said, should I sit in a booth? Then I was like, oh, now I know where it's going.
Well, when he said that, I thought he was going to talk about In-N-Out. Did you see what he did on his Instagram?
No, what'd he do?
So he posted a video on his Instagram where he was trying In-N-Out for the first time. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that he completely forgot that he's posted the exact same video twice before, like years ago, and he's still on his Instagram throwing in and out for the first time. So I was like, stop, bro. Like, you've been there. You're taking pictures with the employees. Like, it's all over the internet. Why would he, like, what is the point? So when he said that, I was like, oh, what are you going to do? Try in and out for the first time again?
I've had it happen before where I forgot that I made a joke years ago on Twitter, and then I post the same thing, and then somebody, like, our audience remembers, because they'll, like, reply with, like, dude, you posted this before, or, like, repeat.
Would you forget that you tried in and out for the first time?
No, I would not forget that.
Especially when you posted it on your Instagram. Probably got paid for it.
Yeah, that would be weird. I mean, I'm sure I've had, like, light bulbs go off over my head that I forgot later and then remembered it. They, like, had the same revelation a few times, you know, but I don't know. It's just kind of funny. It's funny that he did that.
In-N-Out is iconic. You always remember. There's a couple of first times you remember. In-N-Out is one of them, Glenn.
Okay. I mean, I'm more of a Del Taco guy, but sure.
Oh, I know you love Del Taco. I know you do.
Del Taco's so good. Okay, Bigfoot Sneaker is asking, do you think Velveteen Dream will be at the Royal Rumble? No, I don't.
That was a very well put together apology.
I mean,
whether you agree with him or not, whatever, whether it's too late, whether it's not, the apology was very well written and delivered. And I think some major YouTubers could learn from him.
I feel like you left out some key people, maybe, or some
1,000%.
But topics he didn't address. Like, but
people that had 10 million subscribers apologizing by pulling out a ukulele and singing. Like, I'm just saying there's people that could learn to hire somebody to at least write it out for you.
That when I retire, or when I go into semi-retirement, I want to write apologies for people. I think I'd be very good at that.
Oh, you would.
You know? Because I always think about what people should say in that situation. But this is a whole separate topic. We could do an entire podcast on that. But
love apologies. Like, especially YouTuber apologies. It's such a dark rabbit hole to go weird. Down.
Anything else going on in the world of wrestling today? Any news?
Well, there is.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's rumors about, I don't know if you saw that, Mercedes Moné, formerly known as Sasha Banks, is now back on talks with AEW.
Yes, and at the same time that Trinity, formerly known as Naomi, is going back to WWE.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. But no, I think those were the biggest things that I saw going around.
Yeah. It's exciting. I think The Rock coming back, you know, it was like 24 hours. We haven't really talked about CM Punk.
The Rock's trying to get smashed by Roman, and aren't we all?
Well. Anyhow, it's weird that Roman's not going to be on. Actually, here's the strangest thing, that Roman's not going to be on SmackDown Friday to respond to it, where it's like, okay, they're really playing this slow.
Because The Rock is showing up when Roman is not there. He's scared. Roman's days get announced weeks in advance. We all know when Roman's going to be there.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Also, by the way, he was like out of breath from just giving Jinder Mahal a freaking rock bottom. Like, how bad is the match going to be?
Wow.
You saw it. By the way, San Diego, should I sit at the booth? Bro, you should sit in the freaking ER and get a breathing treatment. You good?
I mean, colds are going around. You know, it's season. You know,
listen, let me I'm only gonna have this for a couple of weeks, maybe months, if they really pull the trigger. Let me enjoy it, Glenn.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Okay,
so you're with me, so you're rooting for Roman.
Well, I don't think it makes sense for The Rock to win, although, like, oh, here's what's funny. I saw some people saying this. So The Rock wins the title and then Cody wins it from The Rock at WrestleMania.
The Cody memes have been top tier stuff. The finish the story, he'll never finish the story memes have been great.
I mean, I feel bad for Cody, to be honest.
Do you
I
think know? Even if
yeah,
he's
I do.
Gonna be okay. You know, like, he's making great money, everything is okay. He's good.
It's just weird that they've okay, here's what it is. I feel bad for Cody, and I feel bad for the ride or die Cody fans. I hope Alfred is coping with this somewhere at an Applebee's. Because since he came back, to WWE, it's been like, well, he's gonna be the one to defeat Roman for the title. And then Mania was, you know, he got injured, and then Mania was like, okay, now he's gonna finally defeat Roman for the title. It was like, okay, well, next year he's gonna finish the story.
He's never promised that. It's been the fans, it's been the Alfreds out there that are made this, like, he only talked about Roman when he won the Rumble, and that was it. He's never even brought him back up after he lost to Roman. He doesn't. Like, this is everybody fantasy booking a story that not even Cody is, like, Cody doesn't mention Roman. Cody knows better. He's a smart individual. He knows better than to mention Roman. This is the entire small little tiny bubble, the IWC, fantasy booking something. And when it doesn't happen, they're all going to go crazy. And I think it was them. It's the internet. Nobody else has talked about this.
I think that it gives me a little salt because when Sami Zayn, you know, the Bernie Sanders of the WWE championship scene, was facing Roman, everyone was like, oh, no, he's not going to win because Cody's going to win.
Right.
Next month at Mania. So nice try, Sammy, but this is Cody's. You know, that's where I get a little salty about this.
Yeah, I give the diehard Cody fans like a huge shout out because they made the Rock like not cool last night, like all over social media. And I saw so many people were like, wait, people don't like the Rock now? Like, where have I been? What happened? And I'm like, listen, welcome to wrestling Twitter.
Yeah, it's just all silly. But tonight, NXT, though, New Year's Evil.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that, huh?
Oh, my God. I mean, this was fun tonight. I love when they do these TV PLEs. This was a really good time, opening with Lyra Valkyria versus Blair Davenport for the NXT Women's Championship. I mean, we knew Lyra was going to retain, but I think this was a really good match, and I loved the drama after with Lola Vice running down with the referee with her breakout tournament contract, and Tatum Paxley showing up, Elektra showing up. Yeah, I thought, you know what I thought was going to happen? I mean, okay, so not to disregard this match entirely, because I did think Blair and Lyra put on a good match. I thought Tatum was going to pick up that breakout contract and somehow cash that in right then and there. I thought we were about to get a weird fumble surprise.
That's what Christian Cage did with Luchasaurus at World Ends, you know. I love the match. I still, for some reason, can't buy Lyra as the champion yet. She might grow on me, but her matches are just good matches. You know what I mean? But it's not like something that I talk about after it happened. Does that make sense? You know what I mean? Like, and I don't know. I think she'll grow on me eventually. I like Blair Davenport, and I like where they're moving with her. But I did like the entire mess and commotion that happened afterwards. You didn't know what was going to happen. It was fun. And I actually have really, Lola Vice was out of mind for me. So I forgot that she had that contract. So I love teasing it here or there because it felt like a legit surprise.
Yeah, I think we've got, it's really anyone's ballgame right now for Mania weekend at Stand and Deliver. Like, who's going to be that contender? But I think we've got Tatum Paxley and Lyra mixing it up now with the stalker storyline that came to a head backstage later. I think we got that. I think we got Lola with her contract lingering. Like, right. I think that I do think it's going to change the Stand and Deliver, though. I don't know who it's going to be. And I don't think NXT knows who's it going to be yet, because there are a number of women right now in the division that you could look at and say, okay, they could be a contender 3 months from now for Mania weekend for that NXT women's title.
We'll see.
Yeah, it's exciting, though. This was a hot opening match. It was really good. And
oh my God, that spot that Blair Davenport did when she kicked when she went to kick her and she moved and she kicked the table. And then she did such a good job at selling the leg, like the rest of the match, that I, for a moment, thought her leg was really done.
Yeah. Yeah. And might as well talk about this now, because the high point of the episode. I like that Nikita Lyons confronted Blair backstage, didn't come out and interfere in the match, didn't attack her out of nowhere.
She's a respectful lady.
Yeah, she's treated her with respect, total baby face move. And then they did get heated, setting up what I think is going to be a match maybe next week. So we'll see.
Yeah, they didn't announce it when they did the previews for next week matches. But I really, I like this a lot, like, because I think Blair is a badass, and like Blair had a couple of really good comebacks for Nikita. Mm-hmm. But Nikita gave me the vibes of I'm not messing around. You know, for me, it's like if I start taking my hoop earrings off or my, or, you know, like when she took that coat off, I was like, oh, it's over.
Well, hoop earrings are a liability in a fight. I mean, come on.
Right. It just gave me those, you know what, hold on a moment when she took off the leather coat and I was like, oh, it's going down. And she gave me like, she approached her in that respectful, you know, like, well, you know, and she was so quiet and so like, no, I'm trying to get to the title, this and that. But then came back out real quick.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this match, and I'm looking forward to Nikita getting back to the title picture. I just need more charisma or it factor on my NXT Women's Champion.
I think that's the problem with Lyra is that she's cool. I still have those opening vignettes that were almost like Wonder Woman style with her like running through nature and whatnot and just looking really badass. But man, I think that the next women's champion is going to have that poise on the mic and be able to command the crowd. And right now, we're not seeing that on TV as much. I don't think they give the women, as this is me being like really honest about the NXT women's division, I think that they don't give the women a lot of great on-camera promos.
Right.
They do the backstage segments. We saw a lot of those tonight. We see a lot of good interaction and dialogue. But it's like even Tiffany Stratton, who I think really had the gravitas as champ, you put her on
the matches. She was putting on bangers, but the in-ring promos with her were not there.
And I don't know who that's going to be. I hope it's Nikita, but I don't think we've seen. They got to step it up in promo class. They've got to step it up.
Yeah, my other hope was it's either Nikita or Tiffany, but Tiffany just took two L's. So I don't know where they're going with her. But I was like, maybe we can bring back the project Tiffany or Nikita, because I do think they have that I command the room when I come out factor to them. But yeah, you're right. We need them to come out there and start cutting promos in front of a live crowd and see the reaction and see what they gotta work on, because they did pull the plug too fast with Tiffany and it didn't work out. But I still think Tiffany, like, I don't know, like her matches, I will go back and rewatch or talk about. I'm not getting that, and I'm not getting the promo charisma. So I just feel, I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird though.
Something missing.
Tiffany Stratton backstage in an interview.
Perfect.
A++.
Yep.
But we need, like, there's got to be someone, and this is maybe the NXT crowd a little bit, because they can be a little fickle and a little weird in some ways, like the NXT live crowd, right? And it's like for every Trick and Carmelo or somebody that they get behind, they just sometimes decide that they're not, even people they like in the ring, they just don't buy.
Yeah, they're down on them.
Yeah, it's weird. It's really weird. But they've got to solve this.
I love the word choice of fickle.
Yeah.
You will not get fined for that.
But we'll talk about this more. We'll talk about where Tiffany Stratton's going, because I think she's got two destinations in her future. But we had, after this, Kelly Kincaid came out, Dragunov not medically cleared to defend the NXT championship tonight.
I'm sorry. I miss Mackenzie. And it's going to take a while to get used to. But they kept doing the breaking news thing, and I have no idea who Kelly Kincaid was. And I'm like, is this a performer? Like, what is going on? They're like, Kelly Kincaid with a medical record. I'm like, who is Kelly Kincaid?
And we've seen her before.
I know, but I still don't know her by name like that.
Yeah.
I miss Mackenzie.
Yeah. Change is hard.
It is hard. But yeah, that was BS. And they're letting this freaking Rich Holland thing fly. We'll get into that later. But
yeah, that was
tough. I'm upset about that. I'm upset about them booking this match. I'm upset about the false advertising. Listen to the crowd when Trick came out. Like, everybody was ready to see Trick become NXT World Champion tonight. It just felt a little, I want my money back. That's all.
I wonder if Rumble plans are factoring into this. Well, let me tell you, there was a lot of stuff tonight that doesn't make sense based on some of the presumed call-ups, even including one tag team that's going to be in the Dusty Cup tournament. It's kind of like, wait a second, really? But we'll get into this. But I think that NXT right now feels
So do you think Dragunov is legitimately injured? Do you think they're just like selling this storyline forever?
I mean, it's a weird storyline to sell because it's not a very good one.
Right. Okay.
This is like being super committed. It's like after they made the first Vampire Academy movie, they were like, well, that was just okay. It's like, we're going to make the sequel. We're super committed. We're seeing this through. Yeah. All the books are being adapted. Actually, I kind of like the first Vampire Academy movie.
You would.
I was seasick on a cruise and it was on the TV on the cruise. So I just laid in bed and I watched that movie 3 times in a row because I couldn't get up to change the channel.
Don't you hate when something like bad happens and you associate it with whatever is on TV? So like every time you see it, whether you liked it or not, you think of that really crappy time. Because that's happened to me. Like I remember one time I was hospitalized and I had the same issue where this movie was just looping and it was the only channel that worked. And every time I see this movie, I'm like, oh.
Yes. Zoe Deutsch, you're giving me life. As I'm lying here trying to not throw up again. That was a terrible cruise. Anyhow, where were we? Carlito.
About Dragunov. No
Dragon Lee tonight. Instead, we got Carlito and the LWO versus the No Quarter Catch Crew. The NQCC. Everybody's talking about the NQCC.
I was the what?
The NQCC, the No Quarter Catch Crew.
No, we're talking about LWO and Carlito. The crowd went crazy.
That was amazing. Like the way they pop for Carlito. Like sometimes,
the first time ever for him in NXT.
Yeah, but this is where NXT is super weird sometimes in who they pop for.
What, you don't want people to?
No, I like Carlito. Glenn? I like Carlito, but I'm saying they've had other
problem
people.
With Puerto Ricans.
They've had. I love Carlito, but what I'm saying is they lost their shit for Carlito like it was The Undertaker or John Cena. Like they were just like delighted, and that excitement excited me.
Good.
Yes.
Good. It should excite you. It's Carlito in NXT for the first time.
Yeah.
It was cool.
And the LWO won the much needed victory.
And they were so over. There was LWO chance. Joaquin Wild, who I always been calling Wildy, and apparently it's just Wild. My God, that flying spot was absolutely insane. He flew. Like, he actually flew.
Yeah.
I thought he showed off. I lost my power here for about 7 minutes, so I'll tell you when you're recapping, I'll tell you when I came back.
Okay. this was a really fun match, though. I thought this was good. Yes, of course, everything would have been better with Zelina Vega, but
Not going to come back to NXT.
Zelina's not going to?
No, I think if I'm there and I'm booking, I haven't come back at the Rumble. Maybe eliminate Santos.
That'd be cool.
I think Santos and Andrade will put on a banger at WrestleMania, man.
You know what? Zelina coming back for a run as NXT Women's Champion?
Wouldn't be bad.
Not the worst idea.
I think Zelina with Andrade will be good, and then Santos can get Elektra back.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I love Zelina, and it bums me out that...
I love Zelina, Glenn.
At Backlash, it bums me out that she was getting this major push, and since then, like, it's been cool with LWO, but yeah, I would like to see her as NXT Women's Champion. I think that would be
She has a little secret, so maybe putting her back with Andrade could, you know, maybe that's her secret. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But a good match, LWO won. No Quarter Catch Crew.
Oh my God, stop calling them that.
The NQCC.
Do I have a thumbs down reaction? Yes, I do. Hold on. I have to now. See?
I don't know. It's the No Quarter Catch Crew. It's not.
Please stop if you say that one more time.
Hey, this is the guy that bought a Social Outcasts t-shirt when it was on clearance.
It's a cool shirt. You will never know you're talking about wrestling unless you watch wrestling. You know, you're just walking around with a Social Outcast shirt. It could mean anything.
It's true. Trick and Carmelo were backstage Grayson Waller comes in and gets through his Trick Williams. Somehow, Carmelo Hayes challenges Waller to a match in the main event on Trick's behalf, saying he's going to put his number one contendership for the NXT championship on the line. What is Carmelo doing with this?
Setting up his friend so he doesn't win the championship because he's jealous because he doesn't have his championship no more.
Yeah.
I missed this part, but obviously you just told me what happened.
It was pretty crazy. Yeah, I think that,
Melo was looking guilty there. He was looking a little salty at the end that Trick still won. They're working up to this. And now it makes me think, like, Trick is not going to win the title. And that makes me mad.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. I think that Trick and Carmelo could end up being an absolutely amazing feud.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%.
And this and is deliver. Really, yeah. That doesn't need a championship.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But again, it's like I am thinking Carmelo is going to be at the Rumble. I think that's on pause because of the Trick Melo feud. Got to be.
We'll see.
Yeah. So
I saw one of those fantasy, sorry to interrupt you, but I saw one of those fantasy booking Royal Rumble videos that people make on YouTube. And I saw a handful of them and I realized that a lot of people are fantasy booking the Rumble with 30 people without any surprises or NXT people. That's how stacked the main roster, like roster is right now, that you don't need to bring anybody from NXT or, you know what I mean? So I don't know where that came from. It does it a lot. I think it's Roman in the background. But I saw the fact that you could have a really interesting Rumble without even bringing anybody from NXT. Yeah. I think we'll still have some surprises here and there, but it was very interesting to like realize that main roster in stacks, you might as well build a kick-ass card for Stand and Deliver.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, I'm just saying Matt Morgan said he would only return to the WWE ring if it were local to him, and in Tampa.
Tampa is like right next to
Longwood. He could do that and sleep in his own bed that night.
Yo, oh my God. Are you coming to Tampa?
No.
I feel like if I see you there, that means he's going to be there.
You know, even if he was going to be there, I'd be like, I'm just going to watch this from home. Why do I need to go? You know, why do
fun?
I need to go? Yeah, I know. I think my new thing with the way COVID numbers are going up, I think my new thing is that like April to September is going to be when I leave the house.
So you're coming to Philadelphia?
I don't know.
For WrestleMania.
Again, I can watch that from home. I know.
Glenn, we have a long flight. Actually,
I know, isn't that weird?
I'm going to Vegas in February. I will talk about that later.
Ooh, when are you going to Vegas?
February. But we better hang out.
We'll see what we can do. We'll figure something out. We'll figure something out.
I'm not gonna bring you no cooties. I promise I'll do a test and everything.
Okay. You know I'm very sensitive about cooties. 47 years old, almost 48, and I've never caught cooties.
Good for you.
I know. Anyhow,
this got weird.
Yeah, this got weird. Ariana Grace versus Roxanne Perez.
This was a great match.
Yeah, this was brutal, fun. And then Roxanne Perez won and then kept beating the shit out of Ariana Grace. And the ref reversed the decision and said Ariana Grace won the match.
You know what that reminded me of? You ever broken up with someone and then be like, no, I break up with you.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like from the ref. I like this new attitude from Roxanne.
Yeah.
I want to see Roxanne and Cora back together to some capacity, not as a tag team, but working together are just two badasses. So I think that we're leaning toward Roxanne being more of a heel, especially after what happened here.
Yeah.
So I would love to see them work together again. But yeah, I thought the match was great. I like the attitude, but I laughed at the decision changing of who won the match.
Weird.
Like, how stupid was that? Like, what? That you don't do that.
Yeah.
She didn't attack her until after. Like, we see that happen all the time, and nobody's reversing any decisions.
Well, with Roxanne, though, I think that... So, and this is why it's funny that Tiffany Stratton's promos didn't connect when she was champion, because I was like, maybe a heel Roxanne could pass the mic test with the live audience. But Tiffany Stratton, though, who's an amazing heel in every other capacity, couldn't get the audience...
Because they had a funny lame promos. Her promos were not what we see her do.
Yeah.
Because he felt like when she would do the backstage stuff, we were getting a whole different Tiffany than when she would try to do the live in-ring promos.
You know, Ariana Grace, this Miss NXT gimmick, I could almost see the crowd getting behind this. I think they're probably afraid to put her out there and let her just do a promo. But I wonder if she came out there and really sold it. You know, I wonder if that's kind of a smarky enough gimmick.
We should have like a Hunger Games of promo between the women, and whoever wins gets the title.
At this point, honestly, here's the deal, NXT. Here's the deal, HBK. I know you have me blocked on Twitter for some
reason. Why? What'd you do to him?
No, I was tagged. Somebody probably tagged something about negative about him. I'm not even going to say what it was. And like tagged me in it or something. And then he just blocked everybody. Okay, but here's the deal, HBK and NXT staff. You've got an abundance of women's wrestling talent who can go bell to bell in the ring, who could put on amazing matches, who've got the look, everything you could want in a women's champion, except the ability to get that crowd to go along with it during a promo. And so take Issa's idea. We'll just have a tournament, almost like a debate style tournament. A bracket of 16 women cutting promos, and whoever the audience is into, that's who becomes the next NXT Women's Champion.
Look at me. Just came up with an idea and didn't even realize it.
No, that's what it's going to take. That's where it's failing. And I know it sounds so obvious. It's like, what about in-ring talent? No, look, there's a lot of top tier, double S tier women's talent in NXT. It's the promo thing, man. That's where I'm telling you, this is what happens because we've seen this happen. They win the championship, they put out a banger match, the crowd's all riled up with the match, and like, yeah, this is amazing. And the next week they come out to say, I'm your women's champion, now I'm going to address the crowd, and the crowd's what-chanting them, or bored, or just not popping at all. It's just, we need something that is going to translate to the audience there and to the people at home.
Yeah, I love that. And it will be different.
That's all we need. This is literally about who can go toe-to-toe on the mic. In fact, that's why Tiffany Stratton, she's got to be main roster bound, because I have a feeling she can come out and cut that promo in a SmackDown arena, and I have a feeling it's going to go over much better because it's not going to be as smarky and snarky of a crowd.
Right.
But let's talk about what happened next, which was indeed Tiffany Stratton versus Fallon Henley. Oh. The stakes were, if Fallon lost, she has to be Tiffany's personal servant.
Right.
And if Tiffany lost, she has to be like a stable girl.
She would never be that. Tiffany, get out of there. Take it back. You did not make the bet.
Good match. Fun match.
I hope there was some terms and conditions.
Well, no, look, but here's what's happening. We're going to get NXT's version of The Simple Life next week with vignettes.
Oh, I love that.
Stay on the farm because Tiffany lost.
So I love that, actually. Yeah.
She's going to be, she's going to try and milk the pigs and muck the cows stalls, because she's going to be that confused how it works. And here's what's going to happen at the end. She's going to be all dirtied up and there's going to be a limo there. And she can get in the limo and it's going to take her to the Royal Rumble, where she's going to get called up to the main roster.
Damn, Glenn. They should hire you as the booker.
I mean, this is Tiffany Stratton. This is it for Tiffany Stratton.
So you think she goes to the main event?
She's got to go to the main
Royal Rumble and never look back.
Is there left for her to do in NXT? And she's TV gold, by the way. Like, you could do a lot with her in NXT.
To bring her up already, because she's taking too many losses for my liking.
Yeah, she's not going to be women's champion.
She doesn't look
again, like
somebody that should be losing.
No,
whether she can do the promos in the ring or not, like, her look is like, and she's putting on great matches. She should not be losing matches, and she lost twice to Fallon Henley. Mm-hmm.
And the Fallon Tiffany feud has been great. Love the stuff with Fallon dressing up as Tiffany. I love that they showed us that again from Halloween Havoc. Yeah. No, Tiffany, and she can do these vignettes on the main roster, and she can go out there and have good matches. Do I think she's going to be women's champion? Probably not. But she's going to be a great character on the television show that is SmackDown or Monday Night Raw.
Boom.
Yeah. And we don't have that type of character right now on the main roster. It's not quite the same as what Chelsea's doing.
No, it's not like, the same at all.
Yeah, a little like maybe what some of the stuff Carmella's done in the past, a little bit.
Yeah, but no, Chelsea is like a complainer. It's a whole different gimmick.
And I hope they bring back the idea of her father or her daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Because the storyline, that had a lot of fun moments.
We did have fun with that one.
Oh, see, look at that. Alicia actually said Tiffany actually tweeted a picture of The Simple Life after she lost.
That's hilarious.
Yes. They know what they're doing.
I'm looking forward to that now. Now when you put it that way, I was like, oh my God, that's going to be gold.
Yeah, that better recur throughout the episode. And now we have another entry in her 24 hours on the farm. Good match, though. Great ending. I guess over the New Year's episode, Brooks and Dunn broke up.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, why did they do that on the New Year's?
I don't know.
So we'll see what lies ahead for Brooks and Dunn. And Fallon, I guess, is dropping them now that she won this. So.
And we got to the finals of the breakout tournament, which I was like, wait, what happened to Lexus King? How are we at the finals already? I guess it was on the episode, because I didn't watch last week.
I think it was the week before last week.
I don't know.
He lost because of, what's his face? The guy that he took out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The bear guy.
The bear guy. Okay, this Braun Breaker is going to be in the Royal Rumble. Braun Breaker is going to get called up any second now. Nope, Braun Breaker's forming a tag team with Baron Corbin to enter the Dusty Classic.
I love it.
This was so good.
Do you see Baron Corbin came out with his own brand of coffee?
What? Oh, I have to order some.
He's got his own brand of coffee now, and he looks very put together. Go check it out.
Okay, I do like some coffee.
Me too. I told him, I'm going to try it. yeah, I kind of like this idea.
Yeah.
I like this idea. I want to see what they can do. Imagine a spear into the end of days. Like, oh my God.
Ooh.
You know, I love that end of days.
Yes. Ava was backstage outside HBK's office.
Yeah, because her and Melo are GMs now, apparently, making matches for people. It is not called bum ass coffee. Come on, guys.
So Ava's got some ideas for NXT.
Some of them might work, some of them might not.
Promo Hunger Games, Ava.
Promo Hunger Games. You hear her say day one was unpredictable, and I was like, you're not gonna talk about it. I love how they have avoided it completely to talk about The Rock being her dad.
Yeah, it just seems unnecessary.
I know. Especially when she's talking about day one, I'm like...
I don't think that did The Rock a lot of favors originally. You know?
Yeah.
So, this thing with Baron and Braun, this looks hilarious. Actually, this made Braun seem super likable playing off of Baron. And I like Baron's logic is that we should team up because we're the two biggest a-holes in NXT.
No, we can take everybody out. Like, it's not because I like you. But I liked it because in a way it showed respect. Like, I don't like you, you're an a-hole, I'm an a-hole, but you kick ass and so do I. We could win this whole thing. Perfect. Yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah. I think this is going to be a lot of fun to see them together and what they have to do. And then we had also Cora Jade got into Gigi Dolin backstage.
Looking forward to this match.
Yeah, that'll be good. It'll be really solid.
That's next week. They announced it.
Mm-hmm. But then Ridge Holland sat down with Sarah Schreiber. Yeah, this was bad. We had a lot of issues with them doing this angle of Ridge being cursed and Dragunov getting injured before the year ended. But what I hated about this is if you're going to do the angle and make this the angle, they did the angle and they made Ridge's bad luck be about Ridge getting injured.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to do it, do it. Go all the way.
I have nothing to say. I'm over this. I am over it. It's a bad idea. I don't like it. Maybe some people are reacting well to it. It's just not for me.
Yeah, I'm with you. So he's in NXT to show everyone who he is and prove himself, but he's cursed. And they're not going to talk about the biggest incident that happened.
Right. That also upset me so much.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So feel sorry for me, but we're not going to bring up this or this. Like,
yes, as Max Feldman is
saying. And also, I did not need to see his busted ass ankle. They did not need to get that graphic.
We watched that while we were eating dinner. We were just like, no.
I get it that you're trying to like make the story more boom, but even people, I was doing my live watch along and everybody in the chat was like, that wasn't necessary. You could have just told us he broke his ankle. We didn't need a picture of it.
Yes.
And was that really his ankle? It didn't say. I'm kidding.
Oba Femi, who had badass intro versus Riley Osborne, whose intro literally almost made me want to vomit from motion sickness. We're in the finals of the NXT Men's Breakout Tournament. I have a complaint, not about this match, but about Thea Hale.
Oh, God.
Thea had some really good momentum.
Uh-huh.
In singles competition, you know, she challenged for the women's championship.
She did.
Had a fun match.
She had a great 2023. Yep.
Yeah. A lot of good matches. Good teaming with JC Jane. Tag team could be a force to be reckoned with. I don't like them reducing her to being like, oh, I have a crush on this guy.
And she's getting friend zone. He high five her.
Yeah. But this is like, I know NXT, actually, this is a very wholesome angle for NXT compared to some of the ones they've done in the past that involved like romance and dating. But I think that Thea. Her identity should be a Thea Hale wrestler, not Thea Hale girl who has a crush on Riley. That's all. Yeah. All I'm saying.
But they also have been trying to sell us the story of her growing. So now we got to see her first crush. Like she said, I don't know what we're doing here, but I agree with you. However, this match, Oba like just F Riley up.
Yeah. Oba's amazing.
At one point, I don't know if it was a chop or a slap. It sounded like a freaking gunshot. I was like, what was that? Then he's just throwing this dude around. And I thought that Oba also did a good job selling some of Riley's offense when he did get some in there. But it was like very clear who was winning this match the entire time. They gave him some time. Both of them got to show off their best moves. But Oba's a beast. Like, there was no way Riley was going to be able to overcome that. The right person won. Oba wins the tournament. He's got the contract now.
Yeah, I think Riley has a good look. He's smooth in the ring, but it's just like, come on.
To win the tournament. Yeah. He's got the story with Thea. He's going to be part of Chase U. And I like the idea of Oba being like a danger looming up among the champions in NXT.
Yeah. Oba's one of those guys where it's like the Jack Reacher syndrome where they're just so big. It's like, well, they're going to win this fight.
Yeah.
It's weird that now like season two of Reacher is almost done. And it's weird that they have these fight scenes when it's in every fight scene. It's like, well, Reacher obviously is going to win this fight. It's predetermined. Like, you know, it's going to happen. Like, and now Reacher kicks the shit out of in two episodes ago, like a gang of bikers. Yeah. Just taking on like five people at once. And he's just doing it all. Anyhow. And yet they won
John Cena back in the day.
Yes. Reacher in many ways is the John Cena.
Yeah.
Military police. Interesting. Interesting. Or former military police. But Oba Femi won, rightfully so. Good match. Good ending to the tournament. I'll be curious to see when he takes advantage of his opportunity.
We'll see, but I'm excited. Now we have him and Lola Vice just lurking around. So it can be any day for all of the champions.
Yeah. Then.
Except for Dragon Lee, because he didn't show up to work.
I couldn't get into the country.
Sucks to suck.
Then we had a promo from OTM.
Oh, this was, I love this.
They're hungry.
Yeah. You ever go to bed eating nothing but asses in your stomach, Glenn? Yes. Yes, I do. My favorite thing was when he was like, we got gold and diamonds on our necks and our ears. And then they zoom into his ear. He had the tiniest little diamond I ever seen. And I'm like, what is this?
And Scripps was just pacing in the background of this.
Yeah, but then he came in and he said some things.
Yeah.
I like them.
I like them too. They convey, but they got to win though. You can't have their gimmick be that they're this hardcore and they're this street.
Right. But outside of like flipping and the amazing things that he can do in the ring, I feel like this is the most that Reggie has looked like he's enjoying himself with his gimmick.
Well, we couldn't see how much he was enjoying himself in the mask.
Stop it right now.
Noon Mountain is saying they're out the mud. They can't afford big diamonds.
It was so funny though, because it was like a little bit of a flex, because he's showing his OTM like Shane, you know, and then it goes to his ear, and I'm like, what, bro? No.
Okay, so they're gonna beat the D'Angelo family?
No.
No.
I wouldn't switch on the D'Angelo like you do. 2024, I'm still not letting it go, Glenn.
I love the D'Angelo family. We'll talk about that. They had a great moment tonight.
Yeah, they did.
So after the loss that Riley suffered backstage, we had Chase U, Duke Hudson, Thea, and JC talking about what's going to happen next. And the Dusty, and JC stepped in and said, I'm taking control. It's JC U now. She didn't say that, but that's what I'm going to call it.
Right.
Saying, no, Andre Chase, it's going to be Duke Hudson and Riley wrestling in the Dusty.
Well, Andre Chase looks like he needs to go to rehab.
For gambling?
For something. He looked distraught. There's those rehabs out there that is just to give you, like, a mental break. You don't necessarily have to have, like, you know what I mean? Like, a problem. They just for...
Yeah, but...
Disconnect you.
If you have a problem, if you have a problem, insurance covers it.
Oh, this is true. So fake a problem.
I'm excited to see what happens with JC in charge. JC's going to get them back on the right track.
You think so?
Yeah, because that's a fun story.
I feel like he's going to sell the college.
Is she going to sell it to... what's her face?
The D'Angelos? I don't know.
No, you know, businesswoman.
Oh, yeah. I don't know her name. Kiana James. Yeah.
Businesswoman. That's her gimmick. What? I'm excited. I'm excited to see where this goes.
Yeah.
Then Trick Williams versus Grayson Waller.
For the... talk about the D'Angelos.
Oh, well, no, didn't that happen after? Wasn't that the last thing on the show? Or was that before?
No, it was before. Oh.
You're right.
It doesn't matter. They cut a great promo. They introduced Rihanna, but Joe Gacy was in their trunk.
Yes, and apparently Joe Gacy killed the guy that was in the trunk before.
My favorite thing of the whole thing is like, not even that it was weird, is that they were like, what happened to the guy? Oh, the guy that was in there, I threw him over the bridge. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. I love that so much. It was probably my favorite weird Joe Gacy interaction that he's had since he's doing whatever it is that he's doing now.
Yeah, and we met Adriana Rizzo finally by name. Yeah.
I like her. She's growing on me.
The glue. Have you heard her real voice?
No.
I'm curious to hear her real voice.
No, I haven't.
If that's a real voice, I'll be even more impressed.
I know. I know. Introduced her, and the first thing she said was, how you doing? I was like, yes, stick to the game, girl. I love it.
Yeah.
Anyways, I just wanted to bring up the Joe Gacy thing, because when he said he threw the other guy over the bridge, I thought was hilarious.
Joe Gacy, this has become like the Simpsons gag with Silent Bob stepping on the rakes.
Yeah.
Where at first it was funny, and then it was weird, and then it was, wow, they're really running this to the ground, and now it's become funny again.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see where this goes. But I'm excited. Right.
So during all of this, we see not only on socials, but even on the screen, they show us that Shawn Michaels tweets out that a former NXT champ gave him a call that he wants to watch the main event. And he leaves it as just that. So, of course, we get the introduction of Grayson Waller, Trick Williams, and nobody comes out. So do you not think that that disconnected you automatically from the match because you just want to know who the person is and you're not paying that much attention to the match?
I get your point about Andrade, about saving him for the Rumble. But I did really think, like, okay, they're going to try and do just a little...
Right.
A mini Rock style surprise.
Right, but this person not coming out during the entrances of the main event took away from people's attention the main event, which Trick Williams and Grayson Waller put on a banger, but it was really hashtag not my main event. And I like Grayson Waller, you know this, but I wanted the championship match, and we didn't get that. So I'm already 50% out of the door on this match. And then you tweet that, and we don't get who this champion is immediately. Because he said he wanted to watch it, so you would assume he'll come out in the beginning and sit ringside to watch it.
Mm.
So now you got 5% of my very, very ADHD brain paying attention to this.
But you knew, I mean, okay, I had a pretty strong suspicion Grayson Waller was not winning this match.
Well, of course, duh.
No, although that would have been a good...
When Melo came out, that I was like, God, Melo's going to cost him this.
Yeah, and that's an interesting idea, because that would be a good kickoff for the Melo trick. That would be a good...
because Melo made the match for him. So they did sort me a little bit.
Yeah. And he is a former champion.
So they put on a banger for a couple of minutes, you know, and then when Trick was about to hit his finisher, that's when Melo comes out to hype him. What are you doing, bro? Like, come out after he gets the win at least, right?
Yeah.
But then we finally get our surprise, Glenn.
Yes, Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
Punched Grayson Waller.
We should have known it was going to be him, though.
I thought it might be one of those, like, it's Tommaso Ciampa.
I thought it was going to be Ciampa, too, because the USA Network tweeted at me, and they used a Ciampa gif, and I was like, So I thought it was going to be Ciampa.
Yeah. Here's the thing. When's the last time
Samoa Joe with the AEW World Championship?
That would have been incredible.
Yeah, it would have. Adam Cole in the devil mask.
Yeah, I would try, because when's the last time Kevin Owens was on NXT? I feel like it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, he was just there.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But
he had a little bit of a story of punching Grayson Waller backstage, like every time he sees him. Whatever. It was just, I just feel like I like Kevin Owens. I don't have a problem, but you didn't need to do all of that fair. Like, he could have just came out and punched Grayson Waller. It would have made sense because they have their story on SmackDown, and you would have been like, oh, okay, he's here. That's cool. It was the announcing. They wanted to watch the match. Nobody came out. It really hurt the main event, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But Trick Williams is still our number one contender, you guys. He did beat He did beat Grayson Waller, and Melo looked salty. And that's how we went off the air.
Dragunov's cleared.
Whatever.
Maybe Vengeance Day.
And then they said, like, somebody said, oh, well, yeah, maybe forfeit. And I was also mad because I'm like, no, Trick has to beat him. Trick is not winning the championship by forfeit. But now they're doing too much of the Melo thing. So now maybe Trick doesn't beat. It just feels like Trick is so over. Mm-hmm. Like, when I heard the crowd reaction tonight, I was like, man, you have to do it. Like, you have to.
Yeah.
He's getting crazy reactions right now.
Yes. He would win the men's hunger promo games. The men's promo hunger games. Trick would win
that. Anything.
Yeah.
By the way, did you hear Booker T when Riley high-fived Tia Hill and she got so excited about it? Booker T says, somebody get her a cigarette. What?
Do people even know that reference these days? That's very 80s.
I got it though, but I was like, why did he say that? Like, it wasn't even that big of a deal. She did act like she needed a cold shower.
Well then, fun show tonight. Fun first wrestling NXT of the year.
Not my main event.
I'm with you. What are you going to do? Okay. So, everybody, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back Friday to talk about New Year's Revolution on SmackDown. CM Punk will be there, right? Maybe?
No.
CM Punk
is getting the triple threat Thursday match thing. Between That's AJ right. Styles, LA Knight, and Randy Orton. Mm.
Maybe we'll hear from Roman.
No, he doesn't need to be there for that.
Okay. There you go.
They're fighting over who's going to get to face him. So let them fight him. When that's decided, maybe Roman will show up. Maybe. I'll discuss it with the wise man. We'll figure it out.
Okay. Have a great week, everyone. We'll be back Friday. Until then, she's at NYC Demon Diva. That's Diva with a one. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. Women's promo Hunger Games.
Let's make it happen.
Ava, make it happen. See you next time here on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Take care.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.